To get the win is amazing that we did that, but it's a real testament to the resilience of this team, and I think that means so much because we were behind at halftime. We were behind with 2 minutes to go. We practiced that 14-second field goal all the time, and we got it down there, and you know we took a long shot the first play, and I said, Steve, all we need to do is get us in field goal range. And Jason, the guys did. So, and then Anthony went out there like he always does, kicks it.
You doinked an extra point that was proving to be the difference up until that. Did it help any that you had to run out and didn't have time to think about it on the last field goal?
I was just focused. As soon as I was 2 minutes in, I was just focused and knew that we had to be out there. Because like Coach said, we always practice that. And coming into half, all the guys were telling me to keep my head up. And it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So appreciate all the team.
How much did you want to be in that moment, have that opportunity?
I wanted it. I needed my chance to, like, overcome the adversity.
Right.
Jace, you guys, explosive offensive plays, passing plays is how you scored a lot of times there. Talk about kind of what you were seeing that was able to get those open.
You know, they were giving a lot of different looks and fronts the whole game. And really, it just started opening up. They were really hard on the run. We could tell they were hard on the run. And the passing game was open. They gave us some curl routes and just quick passes. They didn't want to give up the big play either. So, you know, the offensive line blocked great today, especially in pass protection. So that made it a lot easier for me.
Other than the two passing touchdowns, the offense, pretty conservative. Is that what you wanted, or was that just based on the game and field position and all that?
Well, you know, I felt like that. You talking about Harden Simmons' offense?
No, y'all. Yeah. Y'all's, other than the two.
Well, you know, when they give you a 3-man front and they're dropping 8 people, it's just very difficult. You need to run.
Yeah.
We should have. We should have had some success running. So we'll just, and all week long we had kind of thought maybe they would get in a 3-man front, but we weren't sure. They used it in the playoffs against us. You know, they've been playing a 4-man front all year. So we knew they had it, but we weren't sure that they'd be in there. And then all of our practice preparation was in against a 4-man. So we would have thrown the ball a little bit more. We should be able to run the ball against 3 men.
Joey, the Hemp Hill kid, 16. Was really all that ever hurt y'all all day? Was he that slippery to tackle, or were there blocking schemes or tough guys blocks?
We came in at halftime and we really came out, and Coach really did adjusting for us out on the defense, and we really went out there and really adjusted until we had to do out there on the football field to stop him.
Coach, winning a game like this with a playoff atmosphere and the good crowd you had today, how much is that going to help you guys in a few weeks when it comes to playoff time?
Yeah, if we can survive the heart issues, I think we'll be good. But that was an incredible step for our football team to be down. And, you know, there were times that they were coming off the field, and I was concerned of them having, this is really hard. And to come back and fight and to do the things that they did, I think this is a incredible step for our football team.
Joey, what was the message to the defense knowing that, hey, we got to stop them to get the ball back one more time, at least for our offense? What did you guys talk about before you hit the field?
Hey, that we really have to fight through it and really adjust of what the schemes they're doing, and really take what coaches are telling us what to do out there. And we really came together and we really did what we had to do today.
They say teams have to learn how to win close games, but y'all don't play very many close games. You don't have very many opportunities to learn that. So were you guys nervous? Was the pressure wearing on you? You're not in that position very often. It's starting to wind down. You're still behind. Did you ever get worried?
Honestly, not really. I just have a big trust in my team, you know, and then playing in big games last year, you know, that helps. And was really calm. Everybody can tell we were just calm and ready to go. I knew from the second we got in field goal range that he'd be able to hit it. I believe in him, and defense believed in us the whole day, and we stepped up when we need to.
Coach, do you know what the questions were there that Coach Burleson was questioning there after the field goal?
Yeah, when offenses change personnel, the defense has to have time to adjust. The umpire should have, in that situation, should have bent over the ball, not let it snap. The reality is that 14-second field goal, they had 12 people on the field. They were trying to substitute. So he had an argument. I don't know really what the official said. I don't know what his answer was. And I'm just glad that he didn't reverse the field on this. But, I don't know running a field goal team on like that if that's has the same intent as personnel for your offense.
I'm not sure there was 14 seconds. I think it might have been more like 11. That's the fastest y'all have ever ran out. I saw you motion to Foreman, like, go. Mm-hmm. He's looking back at you like, are you ready? You're going, go.
Well,
how ready were you? How ready?
I was in the zone, so I always look at the time. But I had to look back this time because it was already at zero.
So the play clock was already,
I looked back at the time and it was down to, I think, 5. That's why I was telling them to, let's go, I was ready.
How you drew it up, right?
Just like we drew it up.
Did you ever think you'd have to use it against Harvin Simmons?
We always plan for it any time. And I thought Harvin Simmons really played inspired and they're good. And I'm disappointed that we didn't do a better job of moving the ball against the three-man front, but we'll learn from this. The key is what we did when the chips were down, and that made us a much stronger, more resilient football team, I think.
Awesome. Thank you, Pellis.
Thanks, everyone. Great job, guys.